Our devotion for Monday of Holy Week is Christ died for our sins. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures." We can approach Holy Week like a crash site, a catastrophe with fatalities. We sift through the debris to answer two key questions. What actually happened here? And why did it happen? Something horrible has happened. We need to know what's at fault. So the investigators dig into the wreck for the black box, which records the flight data and the cockpit audio. With all the high drama and emotions of a catastrophe, we need to focus on the facts. Here is the black box for Holy Week. Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. Here are the data and transcript that tell us clearly what we need to know. Black box data point number one about the crashes, for our sins. Listen to the painful audio of what we said and did at those critical moments to our kids or spouse or neighbor. Look at the details of our altitude and the speed of our flight. Why did my community or relationship crash? No surprise when we find the black box and look at the facts, for our sins. The catastrophe may not be a direct operator error, but even the structural and system failures in our world can be traced back to the stress and brokenness of sin. Can you really ever say, "Not my fault"? Let's replay the recording from the black box. Black box data point number two, Christ died. This is the great catastrophe. Jesus, the Son of God, sent to save us, was killed because of our sins. Sins are not victimless. They really are a big deal. But Christ dying is also the great recorded answer to the crash. Jesus paid for the sins of the world for your each and every word and data point. As you look at the crash site this week, you will notice a large debris field. The ragged scraps are scattered over all lands and centuries, and the broken pieces have dropped in our own backyards and over our hopes and dreams. So especially remember why Holy Week happened, that all those scraps have been redeemed. God pieces them all together for a new life and your next flight. We pray. Dear Lord, help us see the horror and the healing of Holy Week. Amen.